Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
What's going on, y'all? How you doing? Hold on, let me get this video going. There we go. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
How's it going?
What's up, brother?
Man, nothing. What are y'all doing?
Nothing.
That's a dope wall.
Today's a very exciting day. I saw that you and Chris Young got a number one. You just found out this morning. Was it this morning you found out?
Yeah, on Billboard and Media Base the night before. So yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, we have the number one. It's nuts.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you go straight to the red door to celebrate? Is that where?
Yeah,
you're at?
Yesterday Chris called me and we went to Losers, and that's why I'm a little slow today. He took care of me there.
Good,
a little rough.
Good.
That's all right. You're supposed to celebrate those big things. Although, you know what? The second that this is, when I hear the name Mitchell Tenpenny, I immediately, for some reason, think Pokemon.
Yeah.
Are you still?
Yeah.
Are you still collecting Pokemon?
Always, till the day I die. I play Pokemon Go and I collect the cards. If I see Pokemon cards, I'm buying them.
What's the last like really good one you got just recently?
Yeah, I got a Charizard the other day, another Charizard, which is like awesome.
Gold.
Nostalgic, okay. For me. Yeah. I love it. It's fun. I love it.
My best friend plays Pokemon Go too. And so like like when I see you, I'm like, oh man, maybe I need to get into it. So like we can play like Pokemon together. I don't know how it works.
Yeah, I just, you know, just so I'm just trying to catch them all.
Yeah. It's so fun.
Well,
so crazy.
I think you're getting close to having another number one as well with Truth About You.
Yeah, it's crazy. What, I don't know.
We're going to knock on wood for that.
Let's knock on wood for sure. I don't know what's happening. Like,
wait. Does it seem surreal or unreal? Or you're like, am I living the life?
Yeah, I don't, you know, it seems weird. What, like, this is crazy. I don't, what's happening? Like, I'm super blessed by it. I'm humbled, but what?
But I think you're being a little too humble. You've been busting your butt for a very long time. Obviously, this is your number one passion, and it's paying off, man.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. But there's a massive team that's doing this, so I'm very grateful for them.
Is it crazy? Because you grew up in Nashville, so I'm imagining your whole life. And was it your grandma that?
Yeah.
Worked for, okay, can you remind me about your grandma again?
Yeah, she moved from Bessemer, Alabama, worked at the receptionist, and worked her way up to CEO of Sony Publishing back in the day. Just one of the most powerful women that I've ever seen. And she ran this town, but she was grandmother to me. So I was just very lucky to grow up with someone like that, to watch how she treated people and entered a room and just everything about her. That was grandmother, and I was very lucky to see that for sure.
When you were growing up, do you remember seeing any artist where you were like, they're going to make it, like they're the best ones, or where you're like, oh, maybe they won't make it, but then they did? I don't know. You take it either way.
I mean, I was too young. I mean, to know, are they going to make it or not? If they were in the office, I thought they already made it. I mean, I remember Blake Shelton walking around before he had a song. I remember, you know, she introduced me to Brooks and Dunn, you know, Taylor Swift, you know, some of these people when I was a kid, and I was just like, you know, I just assumed if they were in the office, like, you've already made it. Obviously, look what they've done, but it's just, it was really cool to be surrounded by that. And they, you know, they're all songwriters. I mean, that the publishing side is what my grandmother was on, which is the songwriting side of the industry. So I always grew up loving and admiring songwriters. And those were some of the best songwriter artists there are. When you look at Ronnie Dunn and Taylor Swift, like, I mean, they're artists, but they're also incredible songwriters.
Yeah.
Do you remember your first interaction with Taylor Swift?
Yeah, we're about the same age. Yeah, we were kids, and I was just jealous that, like, she had this aura around her. She looked famous from the beginning. I was just like, well, you're my age, but I'm just playing softball. like later? Like, what are you doing? Oh, you're just, I don't know, writing hits and making tons of money. Cool.
So, yeah. Oh, happy belated birthday, by the way.
Thank you, man. Thank you, and
Taylor are what, 33?
I think we're 33, man. I think we're both the same age, yeah.
Oh, that's the magic here. Magic birthday. Well, when you have like double digits, like 11, 22, 33, like that's the magic
Okay. Well, I'll take it. 32 has always been like my number in sports, but it was a cool year, but I'll take 33. I'm ready. 33 seems to be doing great so far.
Okay,
so
I'll take it. Seems to be doing magic. Happening. Wait, when are you getting married too? Or did you already get married?
October 23rd.
Okay, so that's coming up too. This is your magic year.
I'm excited.
And then you're going to be all grown up once you get married. Then I'm a real boy. Yeah.
and this is the heavy tour. It was announced as well.
Yeah, I guess we just announced that today. I don't know what's going on, bro. Like, I have no, like, this is, everything's like, this. I really don't, I'm not saying, like, I don't have a clue. Like, this is awesome. I'm just putting my head down, just going at it, and, like, things are going great, and I'm just so happy and excited for me and my team, and, like, just thank y'all. Thank everybody. This is nuts. Like, I really don't know.
We're happy for you, too.
Thank you.
You're such a good person. We always love talking to you as well.
You are always amazing. Thank you, guys.
Do you think the aliens had anything to do with all this?
Hey, so, yeah, I threw the label for a little curveball when I put the UFO on the back, and they're like, well, what's that about? I was like, I don't know. I wanted a UFO on the back. And they're like, well, let's make a whole thing about aliens. I was like, well, okay, let's just do, like, it was just for fun at first. But, yeah, I mean, aliens are real. I believe they're real. I don't know. I've seen UFOs. I didn't see the aliens in them, but I believe that they, you know, could have been.
Do you think aliens look like us and they're walking around amongst us, or do you think they'll look different
like men
and
in black?
Haven't shown up yet? Yeah.
I don't know. The kid in me wants them to be the little green skinny things, but like, no, they're probably look just like us.
Like they've like entered a body and
yeah, probably just like men in black, yeah. You know, it's gotta be just like that.
Did you see? I know we don't have a ton of time, but I'm very into aliens as well.
Yeah,
we could talk.
Me too.
We could do a whole alien podcast.
I'm in.
But
Rob, we're always doing alien updates on our show all the time.
Yeah,
I love it.
Did you see the thing though that I think I heard it on Joe Rogan, but he was talking about how you know, some of these UFOs are basically hanging out at these military bases.
Yeah, Bob Lazar.
They shut down some of the nuclear weapons type of sites before. I guess it's happened before because they're like basically keeping an eye on us so that we don't blow each other up with all these nukes that we have when we, you know, when China is fighting the United States and all this stuff. They're like watching over going, look, guys, it ain't going to happen. We're going to make sure you guys don't blow yourselves up.
That's so nice of them. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, I haven't heard that one specifically, but I believe it. I mean, of course. I watched that Joe Rogan Bob Lazar one where he's talking about like all the UFOs he worked on and saw, and it's like, I don't know. I believe him. Like, I don't know. The dude, he's an old dude with glasses. Like, why was he lying to me? I don't know. He's just, he feels right.
They've exactly. confirmed it, though. We have to believe it. They literally, bazillions of, they've all confirmed it. They're like, the government even was like, yes, that's happening.
I mean, that picture they took the other day of like the galaxies, of all these galaxies. I'm like, yeah, there's aliens. Oh, it's fine. Just accept it.
Well, we'll do a long form podcast. I want to talk more about your experience. You said you've seen them before, so we need to.
I've seen UFOs. Yes, I don't know who was driving it, but I have. I've seen one, and it was crazy. Let's do it. Let's have a whole thing about it. It'd be fun.
My mom saw a UFO as well. Like, we're gonna have a whole discussion about it.
I'm all in.
All right.
Have fun today. Got a lot of great stuff going on.
Thank you.
Magical
bro.
Birthday year. Shout out to the aliens, and we'll talk to you soon.
Y'all are awesome.
This is the heavy.
Thank you, guys. Cheers.
All right. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.